Next up, we have this week's edition of Money Matters with Mark Kuhn and Birdie. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! At 7 o'clock.
It is once said that if you protect men from their folly, you will fill the nation full of fools. It's incredible to me that the only solution the government seems to come up with on our debt problem is to issue more debt and get the banks lending again. Cries from both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republicans alike, have no new ideas except to bail out the banks with more money, bail out auto suppliers, auto companies. What's next? Toy companies? Insurance companies? Just about everyone is now coming to the government for money. The belief now in Washington is that we must stimulate the economy to get the economy moving again. But one has to realize the only way you get an economy moving again is to start manufacturing and making things so you can sell things and make money and pay all the debt back. The government solution now is to issue more debt and throw it into the economy and hoping you will spend it. Well, truth is, we probably will spend it. We'll pay off our bills and that money will go to the banks. We'll buy more gugas and gigas and that money will go overseas. We won't really create anything of lasting value. Sure, we'll build a couple of bridges and some roads, but after that's money spent, there will be no way to make money to pay it all back again. What I'm deathly afraid of is if we spend another $2 or 3 trillion with the Obama stimulus plan, that money will be spent, and in a year or so, we'll be right back to where we are now, except we'll be owing even more. The government doesn't realize that this sort of experiment with paying debt by issuing more debt has been tried and tried and has never been successful. There have been over 3,800 paper currencies in the civilization of man, and all of them have failed when you have resulted to printing more and more of it and then printing even more of it to pay off the excesses. The problem that we have here in the United States, and indeed worldwide, is that when the governments go ahead and print a lot of money, the citizens of the world will go ahead and spend it. Because that money is borrowed money, both on the government level and the private level, there really is no wealth created. It's just an illusion. That illusion manifests itself in trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. Indeed, the United States owes about $11 trillion now, and it's about ready to go to about $13 trillion. And if you add up all the unfunded liabilities that the government has promised, both now and in the future, we owe somewhere in the area of $70 trillion. That's impossible to pay off. It's an amount that is simply way too large for us to work and pay that debt down over time. So what's the government's long-term plan? Well, if you look at the way economies function, the only really way that you can pay off a $70 trillion debt is to continue to print money and pay it off with more debt. The end result is the debt that we have now, as the economy inflates and the value of the U.S. dollar deflates, the debt we have now will appear smaller and smaller over time. In essence, the United States government is counting on inflating its debt away over time. In the attempt to create jobs and get the banks lending again, what's going to happen is we're encumbering our children, and indeed the amounts are so large we're encumbering their children and their children to paying it all off. There won't be a bill or an invoice for this debt. What will happen is the value of the U.S. dollar will slowly lose its value, and that is how the purchasing power is transformed from our debt into our children's debt. Through a depreciating U.S. dollar, our children will have to pay more and more money for a cup of coffee, for a doctor visit, or for a new car or a new house. Inflation is known as the stealth tax. It's a tax that we pay through the loss of value, the loss of purchasing power in the U.S. dollar over time. The lack of economic understanding by the governments and the people of the world is the reason that the way they address the problems now is the way that everybody has done it in the past. You can't really create jobs. You have to build a plant and sell things, and then you can create jobs. By the government taking money from you in the form of taxes or inflating the currency, they're really just taking money from people who earned it and giving it to people who didn't. The additional problem now, however, is that governments are woefully inefficient. Their use of a dollar is pitiful. When the government uses a dollar, it wastes 90% of it, and the tendency over time is to just get larger. Indeed, with the $2 or 3 trillion that they're planning to spend in the next year, we'll make even more bureaucracy, more departments, more people working. It's setting up to be a gigantic quagmire. You can be sure that they're going to enact another stimulus package. And you can mark my words that 4 or 5 months from now, or indeed 6 or 7 months from now, they're going to enact another stimulus package, and another, and another. I don't know when they'll finally wake up and realize that creating more debt to pay off a debt problem is not going to work. But they had better wake up before we see an ultimate collapse in the U.S. dollar. History has never had any exceptions to this paper money game. All this money that they're throwing at all these problems is really only debt. It's an illusion. You can't create wealth by printing money and giving it to people. In the end run, they're just going to make this problem a heck of a lot worse, and indeed, they could be looking at a total collapse of the system if they don't wise up at some point. There seems to be no talk about settling all this debt or paying it all off. I'm afraid we have a lot of lessons in front of us, and the lessons will be tough ones. The government obviously does not want to accept the ramifications of our easy money policies of the last 3 decades, but accept it they will when there'll be no other way out. This has been your Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM Radio.